Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. First United Methodist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina is located in a unique spot. On one side of it, there's a homeless shelter. And on the other side, there is a famous banking sector. The church's pastor, Patrick Hemrick, said, "We are literally right between two different worlds, and we see that." On Sunday, April 26, 2015, the congregation got a surprise. As the finance team was counting the offering after service that day, they found an envelope in the plate with a small note that said, "Please don't be mad. I don't have much. I'm homeless. God bless." Inside the envelope, there was a dime, a nickel, and three pennies. 18 cents. Instead of being mad, they were touched by the gesture. Patrick Hemrick said, "When I saw the note, I just wanted to ensure the giver that every gift and every giver is important. I felt deep gratitude because it's likely that this individual reached into his or her pocket and gave everything." He took a picture of the envelope and posted it on the church's Facebook page. And he added this caption, "A homeless neighbor giving back yesterday." Then he quoted the gospel reading for today. About the widow who gave sacrificially, Jesus said, "This poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." Ah, this poor widow. Most of the time when we hear her story, she's lifted up as a role model for us. We should follow her example and give everything, just like this homeless person did. Like, today is Consecration Sunday, and we've got our estimate of giving cards, right? So we're supposed to give too. Now, I'm all for it when we live generously, as those Thrivent shirts say, and I'm all for the kindness of a homeless person. I'm all for us giving ourselves for the sake of others. But I do not think that we should be like this widow. That's because there's a dark side to this story that we don't often notice. But before we get there, we need to imagine this woman's life. Now, we don't know a lot about her, only that she's a widow and that she's come to the temple. So I imagine that when she was married, she and her husband came to the temple on a regular basis. I imagine that every year they set aside a certain amount of money that they were going to give, sort of like the estimate of giving card. And I can imagine they did it because it was an obligation, and more importantly, because they loved God. Well, one day her husband of all those years died, and she was left with basically nothing. Right, widows in that day did not have any means of social support, so this woman struggled to make it by. She wanted to keep showing her devotion to God by going to the temple and by making her offering, just like she did with her husband. But now she didn't have much left. Part of the reason for that is because those who were supposed to care for her weren't doing it. Long ago, God had repeatedly told God's people to care for the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. But many times, those in charge didn't do it. Listen again to how this text starts. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Now, did you catch that? They devour widows' houses. These scribes, these ones with power, these ones who could do something to help this widow, They weren't simply ignoring her. They were taking everything she had. And so on the day in this text, she came to the temple. She came out of her dedication to God. But she also came knowing that the people there don't really care about her. They just wanted her money. And so she gave. She gave until she had nothing left. She gave because they took everything from her. That's the dark side of this story. The widow was forced to give. Now, Jesus was there with his disciples. He saw everyone else putting in a lot of money, but he also saw this widow dropping those last two coins. Now, the gospel writer gives no adjectives to describe how she dropped in her coins. Reluctantly, joyfully, obligingly, nothing. And there are no adverbs for how Jesus spoke about her. Quietly, lovingly, proudly, nothing. He simply saw her and told his disciples what happened. Now, most of the time, we think he said his comments proudly, to point her out as a role model. But I think that, given that the scribes have devoured her house, he said them sadly. Listen to his words again. "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." I can almost imagine his next line was, "This should not be." It should not be that the widow had to dump in everything she had. It should not be that the others at the temple gave so little. It should not be that the money was more important than people. But the good news is that even if they didn't care, Jesus still cares. Jesus notices her. He sees what she does. And in one sense, he sees that she gives because the temple system is corrupt. But in another sense, he sees that she gives out of defiance. She will continue to show her trust in God. This is what she and her husband did, and so she will continue to do it. We are not like this widow, nor are we called to be like her. Even those of us who don't have much money still have more than two coins. We have a place to call home. We have a little food in the fridge. We have clothes on our back. And yes, we are called to give, but not because someone is forcing us to give. And not because we are the scribes who shouldn't take advantage of her, even though sometimes we do act like them. We are called to give because we are the disciples of Jesus. If Jesus had not paid attention to this woman, then she probably would have entered the temple, dropped in those two coins, and vanished into history. But she didn't, because Jesus saw her. He sees those whom everyone else ignores. And then he points her out. He points her out to us, and so now we see her too. Because we see her, we can do something to take care of her. And there are a number of ways that we can show others we see them and care for them, especially on this day. For example, on this day, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. And this year in particular is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Our troops gave themselves to protect people whom others overlooked. They see where there's pain and conflict in the world, and they don't turn away. They remind those in harm's way that they are cared for. And secondly, on this day, you all have brought in all of these shoebox gifts for Operation Christmas Child. The children who receive these boxes are like this widow. They basically have nothing. Most people pay no attention to them. But because Jesus sees them, we see them. By your generous giving with these boxes, you are telling these kids that God sees them, that God loves them, and that you love them too. And also on this day, you do have your estimate of giving cards. So this time, those in need are not in harm's way somewhere else in the world, and they are not kids in some other country. Instead, they are next to you, sitting around you now, and living in your neighborhoods. Basically, by giving a certain amount of money this coming year, you are not giving to the church. You are giving as the church. You are saying that we, as the church, give money to continue the good ministries that happen in this place and through this place. We give so that others can hear the good news. The news that Jesus sees them and loves them. And that we see them and love them too. After that dime, nickel, and three pennies showed up at First United Methodist Church in Charlotte, Pastor Hemrick said that he wished the giver would have made themselves known. He said, quote, "I have a feeling there's been enough groundswell of support that this person could probably get some additional assistance. But whether those in need make themselves known or not, we still give to let them know we care for them. And more importantly, that Jesus cares for them. That's what the temple was called to do. And that's what we as the church are called to do. So, as those Thrivent Church say, we can live generously. In the name of the one who gave everything for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen."